I wanted to use intern technology to help me and perhaps make another product that will be beneficial for the planet as well. And I want to call it a rejuvenation cube, but really structured on awakening more of the areas of the brain. If I'm 63, going to be 64 and running out of time, is there not some way that we can create programs that would allow my brain to regenerate, to get more active, and to be able to work more efficiently, both for myself and for my cognitive abilities and all these other things? What is your feeling on this?
It is a fascinating area to explore because so much of this will influence so many other parts of the body. But at the same time, there can be such a tremendous emphasis on the various patterns that are already held in the neurons. The structures themselves will tend to hold patterns that are no longer valid. This makes it very difficult when you increase brain activity in general, which most technologies will tend to do, for those other aspects, the buried aspects, the hidden aspects, those things that were not resolved, for instance, to create precedents and at times take over. One example of this is the various patterns that tend to be stored in the brain in a way in which they do not easily connect to each other, which, when sufficiently stimulated by various electrical activity in the hypothalamus, begin to wake up. These interrelate, bringing forth earlier memories, various issues unresolved. It is the reason why it is stated sometimes that emotions don't know from time and place. That is not actually accurate in terms of brain science. It is rather that by a re-stimulation, the memories, the various patterns that are already in place then show up, and that these are most easily stimulated by emotion. Therefore, we would suggest that the only way overall one can have true, deep, long-lasting success with the various methods that stimulate the entire brain is if, in addition, one is extremely well-versed in various ways to avoid the problems that these patterns show up. In particular, the ability to run emotion, to have it in a way in which it does not block or harm, but is actually an aid or benefit to the new patterns as they are laid in, and the ability to release the hold that the old patterns exert. This is actually more difficult than most people realize because the emotions are most often present and creating their difficulty when individuals are unaware of it. They are distracted, they are involved in other things, they are focusing their life in various ways. In fact, at times it can be while they are asleep or while they are in other ways less conscious. This presents a variety of difficulties which are not solved technologically. However, if an individual has the consciousness to put attention on this and work with whatever method they feel attracted to, then we can see here that there can be a great deal of success. Many approaches can be valuable, but there must be, as in most ways of working with this, the correct balance between the aspects of cleansing or clearing or reduction or pulling out of that which stands in the way and the rebuilding. The regeneration, the strengthening. Both will need to be at all times in about 50-50 balance, and this is especially important when putting in new, true regeneration, new nerves in the brain. There must be room for them. You don't want to stuff more nerves into an area in which there is no room. Frequently, the initial displacement takes place when fluids are pushed out, but later, the damaged nerves, nerves that are no longer needed, or nerves that are connected to various patterns or memories that are now of little help to the person. These can be destroyed, removed, broken down. At the same time, in the laying in of new patterns, there will inevitably be need for various materials, and the most critical of these is fats. The fats are needed for the nerves, not only the sheath, but all portions of the nerves, and will also enhance the interconnectivity by changing the electrical conductivity in ways that water and salt cannot do on their own. In addition to all of these, of course, the individual must have some desire, some attention on it. This is more so true with the brain than with any other part of the body. Visualizing or moving energy is not always necessary when there is sufficient attunement to a particular goal or aim. When you are, for instance, wishing to enhance the body's ability to properly utilize protein, you would not necessarily have to focus on the liver. The liver itself will naturally be activated as various techniques for enhancing protein utilization take place. With the brain, however, it's a little different. The reason for this is that for most individuals, the consequence of a variety of problems in the brain are experienced elsewhere in the body, for instance, in the liver. If, however, at some later date, these things are changed in the brain, this will not immediately shift the liver. And this presents the issue that as there is healing in the brain, there is also healing elsewhere in the body. This is an aspect of the connection between each portion of the brain and each part of the body that needs to be added to the important information that has been transmitted already regarding the important interrelationship of the activities of the brain and their connection to the rest of the body. These are not just the issues that you would normally think of. The way, for instance, in which a neuroscientist will notice a connection somewhere in the brain has an effect elsewhere in the body. These also have to do with crucial traumas, issues that are buried, that then come out as the individual goes through their own healing and their own ability to interact with their emotions. The important role that the hypothalamus plays in this is not yet well understood, either in brain science, but at least as you understand that it is as if an overseer, activator, that which is interrelating to other parts of the brain, you then have the awareness of how important the role emotion plays in this. Along all of these is one more layer to this, which must be introduced, which is that which is quite well studied and understood. This relates very much to what could be called the animal brain, the territorial instincts, the survival instincts, the aspects that are very deep. You are not going to be able to change these. No amount of emotional shift, no amount of significant life change or life-altering awareness is going to change these fundamental aspects. One could say that these are part of the collective consciousness of all beings on your planet who have brains, from the insects all the way up through the reptiles and the mammals. Many of these aspects are restricted to being primarily of prominence in mammals, but to some extent they are shared. For instance, the territorial imperative is that which is, though to a rudimentary degree, still quite prominent in insects, and that which is carried through into all the other parts of the brain. Now, when you will see something such as the invasion of a territory by a family on the place in which a person lives, and their consequence being that of kidney cancer, you understand that the marking of territory that is directly related to the function of the kidney in the release of various uric materials through the urine marking one's territory, this is no longer in place for the person. They are not marking their territory by urine. But the underlying connection to territorial imperative still remains. This is important to note because for some individuals who have tendencies in which some aspect of this animal part is deficient, then when you regenerate the brain, when you bring these new energies in, that aspect may be strengthened. You are not going to be able to change that by any amount of emotional release or deeper conscious understanding. The key to changing it in a way in which it will then be beneficial is simple. It is communication, a way then in which you speak to those around you about whatever is bothering you. This is, to some extent, a part of emotional training, but it may be at times that that which you wish to communicate does not actually seem to have a strong emotional charge on it. There may not be any demand within your system to communicate it. Therefore, it is also important, as any degree of brain regeneration takes place, for the safety of those who are involved, that some regular means of communication is in place. The sense that there is someone or several people that they can talk to about anything. And the honesty, willingness, and interactivity that they have with that group, that will demand this, that will speak to them and encourage them to speak their own personal truth without a sense of retribution or difficulty. Frequently, this can take place in a relationship, in a couple, as long as they continue to be in communication. And various ways in which one has the sense that this communication can take place must also be a part of this, that you are looking inside to notice if that is present. With these aspects, it does seem that there are many methods that do assist greatly with enhancing the energy that comes into the brain. One of the techniques that you have been investigating with the utilization of various frequencies is that which can be enhanced by inert gases. The inert gas combinations have been studied extensively to see which ones work here, and here there is a great deal of controversy. Generally speaking, it would seem, though, that because of the presence of nerves, blood, and the need for higher spiritual connectivity, that krypton, argon, and xenon all need to be present. This combination is one that has been experimented with by a variety of individuals for many years, and this must, of course, with inert gases, be an important aspect. That is, consciousness is directly related to brain development and brain growth, as you well know. This would be some important, useful overview, of course, you have many specifics to explore.
I like the idea of making a device that we can run our frequencies through and use that gas combination into it. Maybe something like that, and again, base it on the voice and see whether that will enhance that type of an object or, you know, make it a separate type of cube like we've done with the protection cube. Could something like that be done?
It certainly could. And what would be the result if it was successful? You would see enhanced intercommunication within the brain immediately. And this could indeed bring up many of the issues we have just mentioned.
Right.
At the same time, a little later on, there is likely to be some depletion of fats, and these must be then presented, or the person will probably experience fatigue, needing to rest while the body draws the fats from elsewhere in the sleep state in order to replace those which are missing as a result of the intense regeneration aspects that come forth. Then what would likely begin to show up more and more will be some of the deeper emotional issues, as the brain then, in the new pathways created, begins to exert healing on the body, and the body's stored energies then begin to show up. Does this make sense?
It does. Karmically speaking, what's my responsibility in bringing order device like this?
No different from any of the others. In any case, whatever you are doing will, to some extent, bring up different aspects like this. The only difference here is that you are doing it focused on the idea of brain. Hence, you are immediately connected to the idea of consciousness. This means that you are doing the same sorts of things that you would be doing by any form of regeneration or benefit with your other devices consciously. You are consciously taking this on, and you are demanding that those who are involved in this, because it is relating to the brain, are also conscious. If you do it in a way in which you don't even mention that, just the very idea of focusing on the brain brings an enhancement of the whole idea of focusing on consciousness.